latest team news from clubcall.com. This Monday's Manchester City headlines. Pep Guardiola is approaching City's clash with Barcelona this week as a final. He accepts they need to be at their brilliant best to win. City host the Spanish champions at the Etihad Stadium on Tuesday, a fortnight after being walloped 4-0 at the Nou Camp. That's left City facing a battle to qualify for the Champions League last 16 from Group C. And boss Guardiola, speaking at his pre-match press conference, said, "I think we know what we have to do to beat them, and hopefully our quality up front will make a difference. We have to play in that way, like a final. It's not a final for them, it's a final for us. There are just three games left, and we dropped 2 points in Glasgow, so we have to recover those points in the next two games. We have to be focused for 90 minutes, knowing that they're going to provoke mistakes because of the quality they have, but we've had a few chances and have to keep going in that sense and try to finish better than we did at Barcelona. We will try. I've never entered a match thinking we can't win, but we have to play almost perfectly." Those are the words of Pep Guardiola. Meanwhile, right-back Pablo Zabaleta will be assessed later on Monday ahead of City's Champions League clash on Tuesday. The Argentinian defender picked up a foot injury in the 4-0 loss to Barca at the Nou Camp a fortnight ago. The 31-year-old has been able to train in the last few days, although City could have Bakary Sagna also available to them again after 3 weeks out with a minor hamstring tear. It's understood the overall uncertainty was one of the main reasons why Spanish teenager Pablo Maffeo was wrapped in cotton wool for Saturday's victory at West Brom. Guardiola would clearly prefer to go with one of his experienced veterans for the visit of Luis Enrique's side. The boss, however, wants to see how Zabaleta in particular reacts to being properly put through his paces in training later on Monday.